All over the world, Christians of many denominations gave thanks today for the life and work of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was bishop of the city of Myra in the province of Lycia in Asia Minor and lived in the 4th century. He was present at the first ecumenical council of the Christian Church, which was held in the city of Nicaea in the year 325. His love for the poor and needy were renowned in his lifetime, and his fame spread far and wide after his death on December 6th in the year 345. Our Holy Father Nicholas the Wonder Worker is especially beloved by the peoples of Central and Eastern Europe. Among many Eastern Catholics and Eastern Orthodox, his feast, kept either today on December 6th or on December 19th on the Julian calendar, is a solemn holy day, with the faithful gathering on the evening before the feast for Vespers, and again on the day itself for the celebration of the Divine Liturgy.
We are so.
When the feast of St. Nicholas is concluded, the hearts of believers turn toward the celebration of the Nativity of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. All Eastern Catholics and Eastern Orthodox prepare for the coming of this feast with a 40-day time of fasting and preparation called the St. Philip's Fast. This name derives from the feast of the Apostle Philip on November 14th, the day before the fast begins.
Behold, the time of salvation is
Christmas carols, of course, are nothing new to the people of the United States. Every ethnic group brought their own carols with them, beloved treasures of the old country. The carols, which are thought of today as being traditional, are in fact gathered from all over the globe. The Austrians gave us Silent Night, the French, Angels We Have Heard on High, the English, the First Noel, the Germans, O Christmas Tree, just to name a few. However, there are hundreds of wonderful carols from Central and Eastern Europe which, while well known among the ethnic groups that created them, have not made much impact on the English-speaking American world. like the Polish carol we have just heard, most of the carols of Central and Eastern Europe are about earthy images, straw, a manger, animals, the birth of a child in an appallingly poor place. They are reflections of awe at the condescension of God who took flesh to save the human race. Carols are, by their nature, folk music. However, their texts are an interesting combination of simple piety and dogmatic teaching. The following carol from the Carpathian Mountains is sung by both the Carpatho-Rusyn and Galician people.
See the shadow.
The carols and the liturgical texts from this region often use the device of speaking for one of the characters in the Nativity story. In the following two pieces, the birth giver of God and ever virgin Mary meditates out loud on her newborn son, the Son of God.
Thank you.
Carols will reflect on many aspects of the whole Christmas story, often going back and forth from joyful to painful aspects of the tale. This carol, from Ukraine, also sings about the martyrdom of the Holy Innocents after the birth of Jesus.
Glory to God in the highest.
In the Eastern Catholic and Eastern Orthodox observance of Christmas, the Magi or wise men do not come on January 6th, but rather on Christmas Day itself. So both liturgical text and carols often make mention of their visit and their gifts. Carols are things that cross borders easily. The next carol, while Polish in origin, is sung in many Ukrainian and Carpatho-Rusyn churches as well. The liturgical texts of the Eastern churches are full of the paradox of this great event, God taking on human flesh. The text we are about to hear is taken from the Matins of Christmas and is repeated at the Divine Liturgy of the whole Christmas post-festive period. It is a piece of plain chant from Carpatho-Rus. Most carols from Ukraine and Carpatho-Rus are sung unaccompanied. Artists have often made choral and instrumental arrangements of them for the concert stage. This is a setting of a Ukrainian carol for the pre-Christmas period, arranged by the guitarist Ron Rendek of Chicago. Thank you. Carols often tie together ideas from the Old Testament with the Christmas story from the New. Here is a carol from Ukraine that sings to our first parents, Adam and Eve, inviting them into the joy of the Incarnation. Among the most popular musical formats for carols is that of the lullaby. No matter which nation, Christmas lullabies will be part of their carol tradition. Here are two, one from the Czech Republic and one from Romania. all of the beauty of the carols from Central and Eastern Europe is now a part of the treasury of Christmas brought to the United States by immigrants who loved their faith and its musical adornment. They have preserved this heritage and passed it on to their descendants. It is my hope that this program has permitted everyone listening who loves the music of Christmas to enter into a world of lovely music not often heard on the radio. May your Christmas feast be a time of great blessing and joy, and, above all, Christ's peace.